Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is a warming Bill Olson as we come out of the deep freeze and head toward spring. And we got a great show. I really enjoy having this guy.
Yes, we do. We're you're talking about the today's show. I thought about in general. It's a great show.
It is a great show. But we have got a great guest. Al Morris, when it comes to game calling, he several times won the World Elk Calling Contest.
Oh, my.
And is the only human being to have held both the Elk Calling Championship and Coyote Calling Championship.
Ah.
Two different species at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be visiting with him about the lineup. You probably have seen Al many times on Fox Pro Hunting TV.
Uh-huh.
And this is the time to be calling coyotes, you know, and other varmints. Plus, we've got an update on weather, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plus, other outdoor news from around the state as well as the country. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, boy, I tell you what, this is going to be a fun show today. Al Morris, a renowned game caller, is going to be joining us. And we'll catch up with, you know, a little of our history that ran parallel to each other and crossed in the presence of a certain individual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay. We got a lot to talk about. Weather-wise, did y'all enjoy the deep freeze this week?
Wow.
Tell you what, it has been when we reference a roller coaster ride,
yep.
It has been that way. Right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about you because I keep looking at some of the forecast services that we subscribe to,
mm-hmm.
and it says that once we hit actually Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then on into next week, spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm.
But, Harold,
yes,
as you and I well know, livestock show and rodeo, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That opened this weekend, or is it next weekend?
The 4th.
On the 4th.
Yeah, because historically, and you know, and I've lived in Houston all my life,
Our
worst weather is like when the rodeo starts.
Oh, yeah. And any of us that have ridden a trail ride or
mm-hmm.
two.
Yes.
And my dad was the founding trail boss of the Valley Lodge Trail Ride.
Oh, okay. All right.
Goodness gracious, there mm-hmm. were some nasty weather. You know?
Well, and earlier this week, though, when we had the freezing, because especially where we live with the moisture in the air, and the wind, I mean, it just goes right through you.
Oh, you talk about wind?
Yes.
Let's talk about the rodeo parade whistling down through the canyons,
right. Been there, done that. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely crazy. Got some news from Austin, from Parks and Wildlife, uh-huh. and this is pretty crazy. First off, we're in the legacy class collection period that will run through the end of March for Sherlunkers over 13 pounds. And earlier this week, we get an announcement that an angler caught the same Sherlunker from the same place almost to the same day, 2 years later. Sherlunker 641 from Lake Allen Henry. And we pick on Allen Henry a little bit because it made a name for itself as a big bass producer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, really a great crappie lake. Ross Gomez caught a 14.78-pound bass, only to discover that it was the same fish he had caught 2 years earlier. When he caught it the first time, it was a 13-pounder, and I'm looking for the...
I was wondering the size difference.
And the fact that it grew that much...
Mm-hmm.
In such a short period of time, it grew from 13.22 pounds to 14.78 pounds.
Oh, okay,
and that's pretty amazing. And the crazy thing is he was going to fish from a kayak.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Nah, it's too windy. I'll just fish from the dock where I did." And he was reminiscing about his Sherlunker 2 years
okay.
earlier.
Yeah,
cast into the same spot.
Wow.
He thought, "I'm just going to let just." You know, go all the way down and mm-hmm. start to work it back up, and bam, The other crazy thing is that when they released the fish originally, 2 years ago, it was released over 3 miles away from that location.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it came back to the same spot. And he said it was just like the same area.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Well, and then, when you talk about big bass,
mm-hmm.
you got to talk about OHIV.
Right.
And it finally got its second legacy class fish earlier this week. And Nicholas Guthrie of Livingston reeled in a 13.35-pound Sherlunker, number 675. And I believe that... brings the season total to 6 legacy class fish, overall.
Okay.
What do you got on the national scene?
Well, I still got something on the local scene, though, because I just find it so darn amusing, and it's been covered all over the place. In Henderson County, Texas game wardens, they said they use a secret camera, and this is the way they printed it in the paper, okay, to flush out a poacher who is using a converted porta-potty to hunt deer without the landowner's permission. The investigation began last deer season. They discovered the hunting blind made out of an old porta potty, and they set this camera up, and they captured the poacher heading to his prohibited potty on the opening morning of deer season. When the game wardens interviewed him, the man admitted to hunting without landowner consent. Henderson County game wardens filed charges on November the 2nd. The man took the bathroom blind off the property. I just can't imagine sitting in that thing hunting.
The nerve of some people. Or maybe just the ignorance of some people.
And something, I've got to bring this up, politics, we can't get away from it anyway, but something, and I would have to defer to, I suppose, a constitutional attorney or something on the validity of this, but someone popped up the other day saying the real reason that the president made this change to the Gulf of America is that Biden's orders prohibited drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
Ha, 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 ha. Good for him.
Huh?
There you go.
So,
tell me where it states that we can't drill in the Gulf of America.
Correct.
I got to call my buddy Mike Mims.
Okay. You know,
childhood, who's a phenomenal constitutional attorney. What else you got?
I just go, hey, you know. Okay. Now, this is that's sort of sad, really. Over 1 million Igloo brand rolling coolers have been recalled in North America after customers reported injuries, including fingertip amputations, bone fractures, and lacerations from using the product. The coolers that cost between $80 and $140 were sold on Amazon and an Igloo site, as well as Costco and Target, from January 19 to 25. I don't know why it took so long for this to come up. The toe handle can pinch people's fingertips against the cooler, causing amputation and other crushing hazards, they said. About 1.6 million of these 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers, as well as 47,000 in Canada, 23,000 in Mexico, were recalled.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, and that's just from the injury.
Oh, boy.
Ouch from the settlements that'll be forthcoming.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and the attorneys go wild.
Yeah, you know. What else you got?
Well, something from Florida that I just think is nice. Sunshine State. Going to see a
Sunshine State.
More coffee. They're going to see a six-week tax holiday on firearms and ammo and gun accessories at the urging of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
Popular Republican governor released this proposed $115 billion state budget for fiscal year 25-26, which cuts costs, eliminates 741 state jobs, $14 billion reserve fund, $3 billion lower than last year's, and he's included in this thing 32 pages of a proposed tax relief as the Second Amendment summer.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah.
Governor Abbott, are you listening?
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to run May 26th through July 4.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. We'll find out what Harold's been driving right after this.
Yes. America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms in Houston. They have been serving the needs of shooters, hunters, and collectors since 1975. They offer every kind of new and used modern and antique gun imaginable. Under one roof, they showcase over 1 acre of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. They stock over 15,000 guns, plus edged weapons and collectibles. Also, you can shop their vast website at collectorsfirearms.com. It's like visiting the best gun show ever without the crowd and all the walking. Got something to sell? Whether it's Grandpa's old shotgun that's been in the closet for 50 years or an entire collection, Collectors Firearms is ready to make you an offer. Check out the website at collectorsfirearms.com. Visit the amazing store in Houston at 7626 Westheimer at Voss. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms. And tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind, and just as his name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you are feeding cottonseed from one of the blind's new cottonseed feeders, aren't you?
You betcha.
Well, if you're not, check them out at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Both of the Ebar feeds, one in Gonzales and the other in Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, West Texas Game Feeder in San Angelo, and the two Wilford Enterprises, one in Koontz and one in Buna.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday are two more good days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are three best days of the week. Next weekend, another duo of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this most active feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Times will continue to adjust, so Friday and Saturday will see this most active period occur from mid to late morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Thursday, February the 27th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday has a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Tuesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule.
Want to thank everybody that came to the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show. It closed last Sunday. What a great event.
Hey.
And in advance of the weather that we've had this week, everybody was certainly puckered up, whether they're fishing inland lakes or on the coast. On the coast, reports are pretty much few and far between, but we knew what was going to happen. Fish went to deep water, intercoastal waterway, upper coast area, your deeper reefs. Offutt's Bio is an old name that surfaced. You've got certainly the canals and many of the residential waterfront developments have taken place. But this coming week, with the warm-up, go shallow. That's what you need to do, whether it's over in Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston Bay Complex, all the way down to Matagorda. Shallow water is going to warm quickest, and that's where the fish are going to migrate to. Looking ahead at some of the forecast, truly spring will spring
okay.
Next week, because don't see anything beyond that where we're going to see any low temperatures across the Lone Star State and certainly on the coast. You're going to need to work your baits a little bit slow. Fish that midday period from about 10 until 3 when the sun has had time to warm the water. And then as we move on through the month of March, can you believe it, Harold? you can use top waters, work them slowly to start, and then continue to work them a little bit more quickly as things continue. Mid-coast area, we're going to be starting to see some flooding tides, our spring tides coming in, and as March rolls around, and fish the back lake and marsh areas. It's playing the tide. As water inundates back areas, go there. That's where the fish will be. Keep an eye out for grass movement, as particularly redfish and speckled trout will move through the grass, and that'll be a telltale sign of where to cast and where a fish is located. When the tides subside, fish the outside beach area. Down around any of the jetties, sheep's head, that is a hot ticket through the spring months, the annual spring spawn. And so find your favorite granite jetties and fish for sheep's head. Lower coast, goodness, you're going to still have the Brownsville Ship Channel. You're going to have lots of shallow flats, particularly the west side, the Lower Laguna Madre, South Bay, that will be warming. Fishing will be great. And don't forget, as we warm up, on a light wind day, make a run out to no more than 9 nautical miles
okay.
in the Gulf of America and fish for red snapper.
Okay, federal starts
at 9 beyond that.
How far does federal go?
I'm not sure what the international, you know, distance is. I'm going to say it's like 220, 210 is in my head.
Okay.
But it's out there.
Out there.
Yeah.
It's a ways.
It's a ways.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish bite is good on baited areas from 10 to 50 feet deep on liver, worms, catfish bubblegum, punch bait. Drifting creek channels and flats with natural baits have been producing well. Numbers of buck bass are shallow, and even some of the big gals on beds are staging on structure near beds. Crappie are good on the north end, but with the temperature changes, the fish will be moving around a lot fork. Warm, sunny days are dictating black bass movements. Try and target fish where the water is 55 degrees or warmer. Lake Fork crappie bites really good if you can stay in the cold, beat the winds. Patterns are changing daily with fish on the move and the weather so up and down. Timber in 14 to 34 feet seems to be the most consistent pattern. Livingston. White bass have moved to the creeks. Should be there for the next month. Catfish are shallow in the river flow. Largemouth should be pushing to spawn on beds, if not on beds already, where they will be on wind-blown points. Nacogdoches. Largemouth bass are excellent in shallow grass, and bladed jigs and rattle traps are what's working. Sam Rayburn, bass have hunkered down in the grass and become lethargic, with some fish seeking out deeper structure. Crappie have headed towards spawning areas in 2 to 3 feet of water on flats, grass, and cypress trees. Fayette, as the sunshine warms the water, bass will begin to return to the shallows from the first drop-off. Cast shaky heads, Carolina rigs, chatterbaits, and rattle traps. Palestine, begin to target all species in the creek channels and drop-offs or ledges near shallow areas, utilizing a very slow approach as the impending warming stimulates renewed activity. Let me turn my page here. There we go. Texoma, there we go. Striped bass, still in deep water along river channels and flats in 50 to 65 feet of water. Flukes and swim baits suspended above the fish, drifting half mile, 1 mile per hour. Catfish is decent, seeing bigger blues come off the shallow flats and ditches in 5 to 15 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir catfish have been good in 3 to 25 feet of water on fresh cut bait at the mouths of Pierce's Cove and Marker 7. Keeper catfish are good in 3 to 15 feet of water along structure and the edges of timber. Alan Henry already mentioned that it's produced a share lunker, but the crappie fishing continue to be good.
Smell the same.
It is. Just depends on what part of the country you
That's
come
right.
from, you know. Crappie continue to be good in 14 to 30 feet of water on jigs and minnows. O.H. Ivy, this is a funny report that I got. Black bass are fair in 5 pounds and jerk baits. Now, it produced a share lunker.
Mm-hmm.
Catching numbers in 12 to 21 feet of water on main lake drains. It says one bass over 13 pounds reported this week. That would be
right.
the share lunker. While bass, white bass, are still good on main lake flats in 30 to 35 feet of water. Meredith, do a little northern fishing, folks. The walleye bite has slowed somewhat after the recent Arctic blast, but is still good at night and early in the morning on minnows and chartreuse. Baby blue artificial grubs.
Well, that's like walleye weather.
Oh, yeah.
right?
All we need is ice and a hut and
you
something
got
to drink. You
and
know?
The sound of a loon in the distance.
yes.
Anyhow, head to the hill country, Canyon. Largemouth bass are good on long points with hydrilla and green pumpkin 4-inch worms, or in the grass with red rattle traps in 6 to 8 feet of water. On the points where the grass ends, use watermelon candy brush hogs. Target the river channel deep points in 8 to 15 feet of water with an Alabama rig with a divine 2.8 swim bait pro shad colored. LBJ, lower into the lake, 52 to 55 degrees, and the Colorado River is 48 to 52. In the river, target bass with a suspended jerkbait, drop shop Alabama rig between docks and the big granite boulders. The boulders warm up the fastest, so fish will stage there to spawn. Travis, good numbers of bass in 5 to 15 feet and 30 to 40 feet of water on ledges with brush hogs, medium to large creature baits, medium to deep crankbaits, square bill crankbaits, and jerk baits. You want to run the edges of rocky shores. The rockier, the better.
There you go. On the hunting scene, all right, pull your calendar out, and this Sunday, February 23rd, we can close the following seasons. Rio Grande fall turkey season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Willacy counties. Statewide quail season, Chocolaca season in Cameron, Hidalgo, and Starr, plus Willacy counties, the fall squirrel season in the 51 East Texas counties that you will hunt in May 1st through 31st, as well as the North Zone javelina season. As far as regulated hunting seasons, that will leave us with the South Zone javelina season. Don't forget that Boone and Crockett now will start recognizing javelina as a game animal.
That's what you said.
Talk to them this week. They were in Phoenix at the Pope and Young show, and quite honestly, they don't have the scoring down yet. The committee meets quarterly.
Right.
And they hope to get to it, you know, before hunting season begins, okay?
Yes.
And the other open squirrel season counties.
It is nice. If you're going to score it, you need to figure out how you're going to score it.
What I've heard preliminarily is that it's going to be a skull measurement.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be the width plus the length without the lower jaw. Okay, so it'll be to the snout, you know, basically the top of it, which is kind of similar to what we do on some other critters.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes.
You've been locking keys in any vehicle here lately?
All right, smarty pants. Anyway, first time in memory. Oh, well.
Well, but how reliable is that memory?
It was good last week. Anyway, neat vehicle, the Toyota Tundra for 2025, 4x4 SR5 Crewmax 5.5. That's a 5.5-foot bed. 5-star ratings all over for safety, too, which comes in nice. They've stopped making their V8s. This now has the iForce twin-turbo V6 dual overhead cam, pumping out 389 horsepower, 479 pound-feet of torque, 12,000 pounds of towing. Drive mode select with tow haul modes, four-wheel demand, part-time four-wheel drive with electric control transfer case, tow hitch control integral connectors on that thing, the Toyota Safety Sense system. You know, it's all the safety stuff you want. I mean, this thing's loaded, so there's nothing really missing. Entertainment-wise, 9-speaker system in there for sound to crank it up. Nice Toyota multimedia screens. 60-40 split fold-up rear seats, so storage underneath, so you got extra storage. The TRD Rally package, though, has all the extra goodies, the 18-inch wheels, the red TRD start button, which is nice. Yes, skid plates all over the place, multi-terrain select, crawl control, downhill assist control, everything to get you off the highway. Performance air filter, remember? Breathe in, breathe out. Good look, solid ride, good performance, no phone charger. They have the plug-in, but they still, with all that electronics, they don't have the sit-it-down thing, which I've gotten spoiled with. But anyway, loaded to the gills, 17 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway, and we're coming in just a little over 60 grand. That's the Toyota 25 Tundra 4x4 SR5 Crew Max.
You know, my 2025 Ford F-250 has that sit-it-down.
Yeah.
And what it does is it allows me to leave the phone in the
forget
truck.
Like I did my keys. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do some game calling. Big Al Morris is on his way.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver. Spear Ag's your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com. Or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156, and we should have an updated report on the construction schedule of the new facility there in Uvalde. It's going to be great. Talking about great, one of the best game callers, and this guy learned from the best. And Al Morris, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, but I want to hear it from your mouth once again. How did you get started? What was your inspiration?
Well, my dad read an article in 1983. Rich LaRocco wrote in Outdoor Life about Wayne Carlton taking turkey diaphragms and calling elk. And my dad, he sat right up in his lazy boy. It is a funny story, and when I do my seminars, I talk about it a little, but my dad sat right up in his lazy boy and goes, "Bull crap," only he swore, and he'd never swear. My dad milked 68 Holstein cows every day of my life till I was 10. My dad was, you know, I think people that milk cows for a living are pretty humble guys, and they're used to a bunch of crap, you know. So when he read that article about calling elk within feet, he just couldn't believe it, and he walked over to the phone. We had just, I'll never forget, we had just taken the rotary dial phone off the wall and put in a touch tone phone. It was our first, and the phone in the bedroom was still a rotary, and I took off running for that other phone because I knew it was going to be a choice moment in time. And of course, my dad, 970-248-5447, whatever Wayne's number was there in Montrose, and I ran to the other phone. He goes, "Hello, it's Wayne Carlton." My dad said, "Wayne Carlton, you're full of crap." And he said, who am I talking to? And he said, Chuck Morris in Springville, Utah. And he said, Chuck, you sound like an old BS kind of guy. He said, I like that. And he said, I promise you, this is the best elk calling system ever made. And he said, I'll tell you what, Chuck, post-date your check 30 days. If you don't like what I send you, box it up, ship it back, I'll never cash your check. Now, how can you lose? And Dad said, geez, I guess I can. And he said, I trust you so much, Chuck Morris. I know you're going to send me that $19 or whatever it was. He said, I'm sending it UPS tomorrow. And 3 days later, UPS pulled in our driveway.
Changed your world, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, it was and that wasn't even the part that changed my world, Bill. It had the brown tube, the three diaphragms, and the cassette tape. Of course, in 1983, I was 16 years old. I had the double speaker boom box. You know, I put that cassette tape in that boom box, and I hit calling elk with Wayne Carlton. You're going to take that diaphragm, put the horseshoe away, put it in the roof of your mouth, and blow. My dad hawked it about 6 feet. And my dad didn't even know he had dentures, so he couldn't make a diaphragm. So after a while, and I'm saying 2 hours, we had washed them off a dozen times. We'd spit him out. One time, Dad got it too deep, and I thought I was going to have to take him to the hospital because he was just gagging on it, and he couldn't get it out. And Dad, 2 hours later, 970-248. And by the sheer Wayne, now we're talking September 13th, 1983. We did this on September 10th. My dad read the article. And the phone rang like 8 or 9 times. And Dad says, there you go. Buy this crap. And they can't even answer the phone. And all of a sudden you hear, hello, it's Wayne Carlton. And he said, Wayne Carlton, now I know you're full of crap. And he said, Chuck Morris from Springville, Utah, what's wrong? He said, I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone sooner. I'm out loading the mule. Mules are in the trailer. I'm going elk hunting, boys. It's time. And Dad says, well, Wayne, these things don't make noise. He said, we, who's we? Well, my 16-year-old kid's trying too. He said, well, put him on the phone. Maybe I can help him. I said, I'm on the phone, Wayne. And he goes, who am I talking to? And I said, Al Morris. He said, Al, what are you doing? I said, Wayne, I turn it around and suck in. And he said, and I made that one little and, you know, when I sucked in, he goes, don't do that. I'll be calling 911 from Montrose, Colorado, Springville, Utah, to have somebody rotary that thing out of your throat. Now turn it around and blow and touch your tongue to your forehead. And I went, and Wayne put a diaphragm in his mouth and spent five. He had the mules loaded in the trailer, and he took 5 minutes for me. And, Bill, that's what changed my life is Wayne took 5 minutes. Told me I was lying to him because I did a full bugle in 5 minutes. I was cow calling. You know, he said, do R, matey. And that's how you start out. And then I said, and my dad walked in the bedroom because that was the phone I was on. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I don't know, but it works. And then Wayne said the best thing he could have ever said to me, go find some elk. So we got in the truck that night, drove to Fairview, Utah, drove to the end of the road, hiked up in a canyon, and my dad sat me down on a ridge and said, there's the pines they bed in, there's the place that they feed, and there's a pond right there where they wallow and carry on. He said, now call me in an elk. And so it was like September 14th or September 15th, 1983. I had never blown to a wild elk before in my life. I bugled, and a bull answered, and my dad was just like a little girl, do it again, do it again. And I bugled, and this bull bugled, and all of a sudden a 6-point bull walks out at about 500 yards and just does the and my dad, you should have seen, he was like a little kid. And he goes, son, that's why we live right there. And all of a sudden a 5-point bull comes out above him. They crash horns, the 6 points chasing the 5 point. I said, Dad, the video, or the tape, the cassette tape says we need to get close and put pressure on him. He said, son, we're going to sit here and make him bugle his butt off for the next 3 hours. He said, I'm going to hear them elk bugle for another 3 hours. And 20 minutes later, I looked down the hill. I said, Dad, look at this 4-point buck. And he said, son, that's not a deer. That's a bull elk. A 4-point bull walked up to 30 yards, circles around us, gets our wind, barks, which we'd never heard an elk bark. We ducked. We didn't know what that sound was. And this bull takes off running. My dad says, the tape says to call to him, son, and calm him down. And that bull skidded to it. I was watching with my $69 Jason Permafocus binoculars. Who remembers the Kmart specials? The Jason Permafocus binoculars from Kmart. I thought they were the greatest binoculars ever made in 1983. And that bull was running away from us, and I remember watching him skid to a stop and watching the mud roll off the front of his feet as he skidded to a stop, turned, run back to 40 yards, and barked at us again. And my dad goes, "It was the elk. That's the sound the elk made." And anyway, I called in a bull the first time I ever went out, and that did change my life.
Oh, absolutely. It changed a lot of lives.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And this September, I just put my knife in number 801, the 801st elk. I've kept a journal since I was 16, and I've put my knife in over 800 elk now.
You know, Wayne's looking down from heaven right now with a big grin on his face. Oh, yeah. You know, proud of what you've done and all those that he had an influence on in their lives and introduced them to calling.
Thousands. Yeah. You know, it has to be thousands of men and women that really have done things they never imagined they could do because one guy had the vision. And, hey, we all know Larry D. Jones was there. We all know the Elk Incorporated boys were, you know, in the early 80s were calling elk. But I don't care what anybody says. Wayne Carlton was the first one to take it legit. He was the first one to get exposure to it. I think everybody else that was doing it wanted to keep it a secret, you know.
Yeah.
But not Wayne.
Yeah.
And Wayne taught us all, and he is the father of modern diaphragm elk calling. Not that I don't want to give those other guys credit, but I'm just telling you, Wayne was the man.
All right, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Al, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we're going to have more fun right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We are visiting with good friend and renowned game caller Al Morris. We just heard a great story on the late Wayne Carlton, who we lost just a couple of weeks ago. And but you can catch up with this guy on Fox Pro Hunting TV. He is an absolute hoot. And what he can do with electronic game callers. Mentioned it earlier in the program, world champion, elk calling champion, and also he and his partner of over 20 years, Garvin Young, won multiple years the coyote calling championship and the only individual to have two different species at the same time. Y'all have some new stuff at Fox Pro. I was looking at some of the new products that were out, and my goodness, we're in primetime coyote hunting. I mean, this is the time that they're end up with and having pups, isn't it?
Well, the breeding, if you go to the Midwest, the peak of the whitetail rut's that first 10 days of November, right?
Right.
You guys in Texas, your rut comes in a little later than that when you consider the peak whitetail rut.
Right.
But February 15th is the peak of coyote breeding. They can breed 30, 60 days either way, right? Depending on spring green up and stuff. You guys down in Texas, your coyotes are breeding in February. And those pups are hitting the ground the last week of April, first week of May. And you can base the entire year coyote calling around that event. And that pair will pair up, they'll mate, they'll have their pups, and they'll raise them. And then they have the dispersal that September, October, they'll kick those pups out because they want to grow another set of pups the next year. And those pups are like pinballs in a pinball machine. And but now is the time to use those great vocals. We teamed up with MFK. And what I've noticed, Bill, is you give me a diaphragm, you give me the Fox Pro library with the MFK library, and there isn't a coyote out there I can't call in. And this time of year, and I've started doing the same sequence year-round, Bill. I'm doing two lone howls, and then I'll go to some kind of distress. Now, this time of year, I'll probably skip the rabbit distress because I think it's been played a time or two in an area. So then I'll just go right to pup distress, pup fights, and then major fights, and now I'll kick in some of the breeding sounds, some of that estrus yip, the estrus whines, humpty bumpty, fire sauce, hot sauce. That is an actual coyote that is hooked up with a male that another male comes in and they're fighting while they're hooked up. And Tori Cook, in Arkansas is recording these coyotes. They're not in pens. It's the only person recording real wild coyotes. These coyotes just live around Tori's house.
Al, this is Harold. I want to get a word in because Bill's taking a breath. But when you do this, when you're doing your calling, do you also use any kind of lures, electronic rabbit tail shakies or any of those kind of things?
The decoys, now here's the deal, guys, and I don't sell a lot of decoys when I say this, but decoys are a 25-25-50 proposition. 25% of the time when you have a decoy going, a coyote will attack it and try to eat it, and it's awesome, right? You see this coyote run in, tackle your collar and your decoy, and that is awesome. 25% of the time they will come in and stop when they see it and just stare at it. They don't really know what it is, and my experience is 50% of the time they'll turn and leave.
Mm.
So, but bobcats and fox, it's almost 100% they'll come and try to eat that decoy. So if I'm in cat country, I'm going to run a decoy. But if I see a negative reaction from a coyote, or if they stop and look at it, I won't run it. So that's the deal on decoys. If you want somebody to be brutally honest about decoys, it's only about a 25% positive reaction from coyotes. When I get a positive reaction, I'll run it all day long because all those coyotes in that area don't seem to be offended by it. But I've been in California. It's crazy to me because I was in California one year and we turned on a decoy and all the coyotes would see it and all but they didn't like it. 3 years later in the same vineyard, they were trying to attack it. So I don't know what the difference is. I let it, it changes daily. And so I'll let the coyotes tell me what they need.
I wanted you to give us a tip because a couple of years ago, I kind of got skunked on what should have been a perfect setup with weather and everything else, and I told you what I did, and you said, did you change the pitch? Because so many calls have been heard. Talk about that, because we got about 2 minutes before we got to get out of here.
Well, we got the new X360 coming, and of course the X24 is the best caller that's ever been made, and after the X360 releases, we're going to go to the X48. So you got some great callers coming. The best thing you can do on a set is if one sound isn't working, switch it. And now with the vocals, guys, if the rabbit distress, if the bird distress isn't working for the coyotes, don't be afraid to vocalize and talk to them. And that's really, I've never had this much power at my fingertips to be able to, and then I can talk to the Fox Pro with a diaphragm. And then the other thing to remember, guys, is play the confidence sounds. Play ravens, play magpies, play crows as you do some hand calling or diaphragming, and those are confidence. Those corvids are confidence animals. They're in competition to eat with the coyotes. And so when a coyote hears a raven or a crow, they want to come investigate it. So you might have coyotes hung up at 100, 200 yards. Start playing some of those corvid sounds that are available on the Fox Pro, and those coyotes will finish and put them right in front of those rifles that we all love to shoot and those calibers that are just meant for tipping over coyotes and bobcats.
Very good. Listen, we're out of time, as always. What a great, you're just a wealth of information. Folks, you can go to the website, gofoxpro.com. Be sure and check out on YouTube Fox Pro Hunting TV. Great information from every program. Our guest today, renowned game caller Al Morris. Al, appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys, and hope it warms up there in Texas sooner than later.
So do we. Thank you, Al. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Well, looking at the calendar, it's Ducks. February 27th, Cypress Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Cypress at the Town Lake facility there on the Town Lake Parkway. And then March 1st, Kerrville Ducks Unlimited in Kerrville at the Happy State Bank Expo Hall. Info at ducks.org. Go there in your Ford truck, okay?
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means. All right, we want to thank our guest, Al Morris, Fox Pro Game Calls. GoFoxPro.com, Fox Pro Hunting TV. Great, great guy and great hunter, great caller. Next week, we wrap up our 2025 SHOT Show review from a retailer's perspective.
Okay.
John Hurlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton, will be joining us with what's going to be on his shelves in coming months.
Wonderful. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You can replay all of our shows there. Look at the list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And do remember, whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.